Show up, stand out. Your complete trade show guide with Annika Bohe, your event expert.
Hi, and thanks for tuning in to Show Up, Stand Out, the podcast for everything about trade shows. I am Annika, and in this episode, I will help you and show you how to save money when you plan a trade show stand. I mean, let's face it, when you exhibit on the face, it can come with a hefty price tag. You need to book the space. That itself can make a huge dent into your marketing budget, depending on the show you're planning, and also then the size of your booth. On the stand itself, marketeers spend around 40% of the available event budget. And then once you add travel, accommodation, graphic design, print, furniture hire, maybe merchandise and other essential things, there isn't a lot left of the budget, even if it looked quite healthy to begin with. But I'm here to help you, you know, the next time that you have to present your marketing budget or you have to justify the cost, I would like you to go into those meetings with confidence and be able to explain that you have made the best cost decision that you can. The best thing to start is with early bird discounts. And this involves a lot of planning and planning ahead. The earlier you book the space, the earlier you book your stand, that can make a huge difference in the cost. The closer it gets to the show, the more busy stand builders will be, and if they have to fit you in last minute, that will come at a cost. So try and book early, and this includes also utilities, marketing packages, or your catalogue entry. Once the organisers start chasing you, that normally means you might have to pay some extra, unfortunately. So get in touch with the organiser of the show that you want to exhibit at and find out exactly what the timelines are, find out what the various prices are, and plan ahead, make a note in your diary and book them in time. When it comes to the stand cost, of course, everyone wants to have their stand looking amazing. A lot of people add really sort of funky furniture or any sort of gadgets. Try and maybe dial that down a notch and just make the booth itself look great with the right graphics on the wall. And ideally, if you're really clever and make a smart decision, you can reuse those graphics as well. So again, this is considering a bit of planning, but it can be done. Then the booth itself will look amazing and you only need to add some basic furniture to it. Really think about how you want to showcase your products or your service, and compare prices as well. For example, if you would like to show a video on a monitor, you need to cost up. How much does it cost if you bring the monitor? So you need to buy the monitor. It also, you need to consider the shipping to the show and back. You need to consider, does it need to be insured? And you need to consider possible damage and things like that. On the other hand, you can hire, most of the time, a monitor either from the organisers itself or through the stand builder. Now, this might be slightly higher in cost, but it includes the shipping, it includes the insurance, and it includes the damage. So if it comes to the stand damage, they will obviously exchange it for a working one. But these are all the things you kind of should consider. if you've booked a shell scheme stand, then you normally it's white walls with the sort of metal profiles in between, and they look very basic. You can really make a massive difference if you get the right stand builder to attach graphics, and the whole stand will look seamlessly. You won't see the walls, you won't see the profiles. You will just have your message and your branding across the entire stand. And that makes such a big difference in look and appeal to your visitors, of course. When it comes to travel and accommodation, and I speak from experience here, so if your sales team are notorious for not letting you know if they are going and when they're going and which flight they're taking, all of that, right until the end of, let's say, a week or two before the show, you will pay premium prices for traveling and accommodation. And this is a massive cost. And although that might not necessarily be within your marketing budget, but when at the end of the year, the entire budget for the company is considered and discussed, certainly those travel expenses, I promise you, will come up. So what I found in the past is that, first of all, doing a manning schedule, so who is going to be when and where, and you just need to tie the team down that will be at the show. There's no, or maybe I'll come in the morning, or I might come at lunchtime. Yeah, I might maybe arrive in the afternoon. No. Do a schedule. Everyone needs to agree to the schedule, and then you can book early. My top tip here is if you find a travel agent that can book you rooms, for example, without putting a name down for now, and you can then add the names later. This might incur in a small fee, but overall the cost will still be much, much lower than if you book short notice. And also, if you plan ahead and you know how many are coming, how many rooms you need, you can book a hotel that is as close as possible to the show. Because the worst is if you spend an hour or an hour and a half traveling from the hotel to the show and back in the evening. It really drains the people that are on the stand, and it just adds to the stress and the exhaustion and the effort, and that will reflect in how they present the company and the brand on the stand. So if you get as close as possible, if you book early, you will get it cheaper, and that will make a really big difference. When it comes to marketing materials, the best thing is if you find out what the organizers are offering. So, for example, they often prepare templates that you can download for free. It can be banners, it can be social media post templates, it can be things that you can put on the website, or you can print on a leaflet or in a brochure. And these things are often designed in the way you can add your logo and your stand number and hall number to these graphics, which is really easy to use. And it just saves you a lot of money instead of having a graphic designer design all of these things from scratch. So make sure you know what's available. Obviously, always have permission to use certain things. I'm just throwing that in there. But that can be a great start to saving money and time as well. And you're staying within the branding of the show as well. So if it's a well-known show and you can use those banners on your social media, on your website, in your email marketing, then people will definitely recognize the brand of the show. Another really interesting one is business cards. So in most cases, if you buy business cards in bulk, they are cheaper. And I'm not saying you have to have 1,000 cards per person. No, what I mean is even the people from your company that will not attend the show, even they might need a new set of business cards. So ask everyone within the company who needs new business cards and note it down how many, and then you can put a bulk order in, which normally gives you a good discount, or at least try and find a provider that will give you a discount. And again, if you think ahead and you plan ahead and you do this several weeks before the show, it will give the printer enough time. They don't have to rush. There's no mistakes, or there's less risk of mistakes, and they will not charge you extra if they have to squeeze you in 2 days before. If you have giveaways or merchandise on your stand, like pens or branded lanyards, it could be anything, USB sticks, I found that ordering them directly from the manufacturer, this is often overseas, then that is much cheaper, but it will be a much longer process. It's not just making them, manufacturing them, it's also then shipping them to you. So make sure, if you want any merchandise and giveaways on your show, that you order them well in advance. I mean, we're talking 6 to 8 weeks manufacturing time at least, and then you can add another 4 to 6 weeks shipping time. You need to be prepared, but it will save you so much money rather than locally and last minute, which again, you know, it might occur also in mistakes or the color not coming out right. If you plan this ahead, then you can make sure your branding is presented in the best way that you can. One of my clients that I took on always notoriously sent their product and merchandise and other sort of bits and bobs like coffee machine and things always last minute. And if it goes overseas, that client exhibits in Germany a lot, you have to air freight that. And if you ship it by plane, it is a huge cost compared to by road. But obviously, it's a lot faster. But again, if you plan ahead and if you give yourself a deadline, when does it need to be? Add a few days just in case, then you can order the products that you need or order the things that you want at your stand, and you send them early. Put that deadline in your calendar and do not change that deadline. Make the most of that cost saving, because we're talking potentially thousands here, not just hundreds. Okay, it doesn't matter if it's just a package or if it's a whole pallet. Anything that's shipped by air is really, really expensive. So make sure, and don't count, by the way, don't count on your sales team or the people that will be going to the stand, manning the stand, taking it into their hand luggage. Okay, there could be all sorts of problems. It's specifically if you're going out of the UK now after Brexit, don't rely on people taking stuff for you. It is an added effort. It is an extra weight they might have to pay for. And it's not very convenient if you have to carry a heavy box of something from your hotel all the way to the exhibition hall. So please be mindful of that and make sure you organize these things in time. You put down a deadline, give yourself a couple of extra days just in case, and then it will all be fine and arrive in time and by road, hopefully, and cheaper at your stand. So as you can gather from this, planning is absolute key, and there is a separate podcast specifically about planning a trade show stand, because there is so much to consider. There's also a very handy checklist that you can download on my website, showupstandout.co.uk. So go and grab yourself that PDF. It is extremely useful. There's a lot of things on there that you might not have thought about, and you'll be happy to find out, you know, that this is something else you need to organize. And if you do it in time, your show will be a great success. So as you can see, there's a lot of savings that can be made in the process of planning a trade show stand. It takes smart planning, and it also takes teamwork. Please do assign work to other people and tasks to other people. Give them a deadline and make sure they are on track. You don't have to do this all by yourself. And I'm sure, because shows are a very exciting thing, I'm sure people will be happy to step up to the task and help you. In a lot of cases, it does mean you have to be a bit firmer with the team, but they will thank you later when it's all gone really well and you can come home with a lot of quality leads. So I hope this was very useful for you, and I am actually going to my first show for this year next week. I'm going to be in London and I'm really excited. I can't wait. So I'll be reporting back from that show, and I will bring you also some guests, which is really exciting. I've not had guests on this podcast yet, so this is something I was planning and I am looking extremely forward to. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I'm hoping it was very useful to you. If you want any more information, please visit showupstandout.co.uk and you can contact me if you have any questions. I'll be very happy to help. I see you, or hear you, at the next episode.
You've been listening to the Complete Trade Show Guide with Annika Bohe. For your free initial consultation, visit showupstandout.co.uk.